Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's that time. Time for Walking in Power Radio, where we present powerful interviews with powerful people, with your host, Dr. B.J. Relaford, visionary and founder of Women of Power Incorporated and executive director of the Women of Power Network, where we produce with power.
She's strong. She's strong. Your favorite song, incredible, what you can achieve, when she really, really, really believes, the force behind every surrounding, she'll sacrifice and do whatever it takes, never underestimate.
And now, your host, Dr. B.J. Relaford.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Walking in Power Radio. Good afternoon, good morning, or good evening, whatever part of the world you're listening to. As our announcer stated, I'm Dr. B.J. Relaford, and I'm welcoming you, our listeners, to our sixth season, the season where we host powerful interviews with powerful people. Our theme song is by Antonia Lawrence, The Power of a Woman. It may be purchased on iTunes, Reverb Nation, and multiple media outlets. Today, we will be introducing you to our very special guest, an artist and that you will be hearing so much about in the upcoming days and hours and minutes. And he's the place, Billy Bradley Jr., and Heart of Worship is the name of their product, their project. We would love to share your business, product, project, and or ministry. Please email Walking in Power, the number one, at women-of-power.org. That's Walking in Power, the number one, at women-of-power.org for affordable marketing opportunities. We'll be right back with Billy Bradley Jr. But first, let's have a word from our sponsors and advertisers. Let someone know that Walking in Power is on the air.
Have you desired to write that devotional, memoir, novel, or personal story for years, yet you can't seem to make any progress? Well, we can help. With more than 30 years of experience supporting global corporations, international ministries, and solopreneurs worldwide, we operate as a spiritual midwife to assist you in birthing forth your vision. Our knowledge and expertise in ghostwriting, indie publishing, and graphic design will provide you with excellent support you need to get your story told now. Visit us today at dhbonner.net and schedule your complimentary consultation. DH Bonner Virtual Solutions, LLC, let us help you get the words from heart to paper to published.
Mobi Flyers, a flyer custom designed that lives on your phone and does everything a print flyer should do but can't. Mobi Flyers brings mobile marketing not just into the present, but transports your ministry, business, and events into the future. A Mobi Flyer is fun to interact and engage your consumers and numerous potential clients. It's not a mobile website. It's not an app. It's a mobile interactive flyer. For more information, visit mobiflyers.mobi.
BTLE Consulting Group, a medical billing and denial management company, providing elite services to your practice.
Are you a healthcare provider? Are you starting a new practice? Do you need to clean up your old A&R? Or do you want to be reimbursed sooner? Or is your current billing terrible? Take the next step towards a permanent solution. Use our billing services today. Some of our services include pre-verification of insurance, 24 to 48 hour claim billing, and consistent revenue flow. Call now, 404-913-2152, or visit our website at www.btelite.com.
Please support our advertisers and sponsors. They allow Walking in Power to come into your homes, your mobile devices, your computers, and your workplace. I'm excited. I am excited. Billy Bradley Jr. and Heart of Worship is a dynamic group of worshipers who seek after God's own heart. The group recently released its debut single, Here Is My Heart to Worship, and was featured on the James Patterson Morning Show. Based out of South Carolina, The group invokes the presence of God by elevating worship one song at a time, not for fame or fortune, but only so that God gets the glory. Heart of Worship was recently pre-nominated for the 2017 Rhythm of Gospel Awards, and is also one of the featured groups for the 2017 Gospel Cruise, and will be touring the remainder of the year. God is still opening so many doors. However, Heart of Worship's focus is still to get God's people on one accord in worship. They may thank everyone for their continued support as they keep lifting up the name of Jesus. I'd like to welcome the Walking in Power, Billy Bradley Jr. Billy, thank you so much for stopping by.
Good morning. Good morning.
I'm sure that it's a lovely day in your area.
Yes. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. It's a little cool outside, but we're making it.
We're making it. Okay. That's good. That's good. I had an opportunity to listen to some of your project, part of your project, Heart of Worship. And I want to ask you, what is the importance of ministry to you?
Well, the biggest thing about ministry is just making sure you reach one soul at a time. Jesus was a man that walked amongst the common folks, and that's what we do on a day-to-day basis. So with our song and our ministry, we want to make sure that we're touching people in a way that they probably would never have been seen if we never came in contact.
Wow. So how do you feel about outreach? Is that of importance to you, and your...
Definitely. Outreach is definitely a bigger part of what we do now. I find it to be quite amazing. We actually went and visited one of the homeless shelters towards the end of the year last year. And a lot of times as churchgoers, we stay within the four walls. And, you know, you think going to church on Sunday, going to Bible study, but there's people beyond the walls that still need the same God that we serve outside of that. Whether they life has gave them up their blows or, you know, things have just made a discouragement. So we have to go beyond that to outreach and touch them in different ways.
I totally agree. I totally agree with that. So when you're in that arena and when you're out and you're reaching the people and you're touching the people, you're out of the walls, what are you seeing? Are they receptive? Are they glad you're there?
Yeah, the thing about it is when we go out, a lot of times when you go out to do outreach, you go to homeless shelter, you go to women's shelters or things of that sort, you have to put yourself in that same predicament because sometimes those people are the same people that you are. They just had a different turn of events. And at any given moment, that could be you. So if you look at it in a mirror perspective and knowing that at any given point that could be you, but because of God's grace, to rather and it humbles you back down to know that, you know, God, I thank you for another chance.
Yeah, you're right. There are some of the greatest minds that are living on the streets and in those situations, but for a bad decision, or a bad turn of events, as you said. So with that being said, with your outreach, is that one of the most important? Because we talked about the importance of ministry. Do you feel that outreach is needed and very important in ministry today?
I really do. You know, when we first started, you know, with the group, you know, we did a lot of things that they were church. But after going out and being in the community and seeing the need that's there, mm-hmm. you know, God kind of expanded that vision to know, to open your eyes that, you know, there's work to be done beyond the church walls. And, you know, I've recommitted and revisioned and got my perspective back of more things that we can do to be effective in the community.
We've been listening to you, Billy. So now I'm going to allow our listeners to hear this track. And what's the name of it that we're going to hear today?
Here's My Heart to Worship.
Here's My Heart to Worship. Oh, here we go.
My heart to worship.
Wow. That is that song is amazing. It is amazing. I must say, I've been listening to it, and I just love it. I just love it. How did you all come up with the song?
Well, you know, I was having a conversation with one of my friends, and we were talking about how that, you know, we go to church a lot of times, and sometimes it's people have forgotten about the moment of invoking the presence of God, from him to come and just be a part of the worship. And that's what I wanted to do. Mm-hmm. Is we have to submit ourselves to God in order for him to come and be a presence. Less of us and more of him. That's my prayer on a day-to-day basis. That's my prayer when we get ready to go minister, to be less of me and more of him. Because when I remove myself, then he can be revealed.
How did the group come together?
Well, I'm not originally a native of South Carolina. I came out here for work. I was doing started a project in Charlotte where I was doing an open mic night. And I really didn't know anybody here in South Carolina area, so I decided to step out on Facebook. I gave him the vision, you know, to put one on. The first open mic that we did, it was a big success, and out of that, God provoked me to start a group, which is something that I'd never done before. And, you know, I said, God, well, if you want it done, you got to put the people in my life to do so. And he did just that. Everybody that's in there, maybe minus one or two people, are all original members of the group from day one.
Wow.
And, you know, I can't get any credit for that. That's all God.
It's all God. That's all God. So where do you see yourselves this time next year?
This time next year, I think we'll be having our album will be out, looking to tour, looking to do a lot of outreach, going out, visiting different conferences, and, you know, just letting God have his way. You know, I don't want to put a cap on what he'll do, but wherever he leads, that's where we'll be.
Wonderful. Well, Billy, since you are a part of a group and founded a group, how important is it to incorporate teamwork, excellent teamwork, in sharing the gospel of Jesus?
Well, teamwork is number one. There's nothing that I can do by myself. I can tell you that from day one. Everybody from my singers to my musicians, even to my administrative staff, Nikki Smith, Yasmin, Marshall, they are the backbones when it comes to that, because they handle so much about it. Because a lot of times when people think of ministry, you think of just singing and going out and, you know, doing different things at church. But it's a lot of administration work that goes behind that. And, you know, I'm just thankful to have those people that God connected me with that are genuine, pure, and sincere about what they're doing, not promoter-driven, but they do things sincerely. And that comes off when people meet us and we're introduced. So that makes a big difference.
Amen. Amen. And it is important. Our contact has been working hand-in-hand with Nikki Smith, and she has represented your ministry in excellence. And I know our staff are very impressed with what God is doing, you know, through her, through you, you know. So that's important, because those people that are behind the scenes, that's who everybody meets first. And if that behind-the-scenes person, you know, it can really mess you up. So I would like to say publicly, Nikki Smith has been amazing, 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 amazing. You're a leader. You're a leader. What pushes you, what motivates you to go forth when I'm sure there are times you're like, okay, what's really going on? So what pushes you?
Well, you know, the biggest thing as being a leader is just, you know, you carry the weight of everything. Being determined and, you know, staying focused is the number one thing. Focus is so hard as a leader, because you have so many things that can pull you in different directions, but you have to make sure your vision is clear at all times. And, you know, that with movement, you have to make sure that you're in place, because the word says those visions tarry, you still wait. And, you know, as my vision evolves, you know, I look to God for directions. I don't want to make anything based off my emotion or what I think may do. I want to make sure based on what God would have us to do. So that's who guides me in that direction. Everything that's come our way or every door that's open, it's not based off me. It's because God gave me a task and I was diligent and the task that he gave me. So with there, who much is given, much is required. And if you're faithful of the little things, you'll make room for more.
I agree. I read something in your bio that I wanted to ask you about. It says, the group invokes the presence of God by elevating worship one song at a time. Not for fame or fortune, but only so that God can get the glory. I believe worship is a way of life. And as you elevate one song at a time, please share with our audience what that means to your heart.
Well, the biggest thing is a lot of times we go to services and, you know, you sing songs and songs and songs. And, you know, people love to hear the songs.
Mm-hmm.
But honestly, it only takes one song to get God attention. I look at worship as being a courtship with God. When you're in a relationship and you're dating, you bring flowers, you bring candy, you do things, you open the door, those things like that. When we do songs and praises unto God, that's what it is for him. That's inviting him to want to be a part of what you have going on. Once that's in there, that's when you open, somebody opens up to you, they open their heart up to you. They open up the gifts that they have for you. And with that worship, that's what it does for God. That shows you a true relationship with God. Because if you don't have any worship, when you can't expect for God to be there. Because if you're, like, from a man's standpoint, if you're taking a young lady out to dinner, you can't take her out to dinner and not expect to pay for the dinner that night. And with God, you've got to put in some time with him in order for him to show himself to you. Because he has all the blessings for us.
Wow. You're true. That's true. And you're right. We're looking for that dinner now. We're looking for that dinner. What would you tell a younger artist that's starting out and you know, trying to break through that wall? What would you say to them?
It can't be about you. Nothing that you do can be about you. It's all got to be about God, because the moment that you feel that you've done something or you've arrived, that's when your downfall begins. One thing that humbles me all the time is because the fact that God could have chose anybody else to do what I do, but he chose me, and every day I'm grateful that he chose me, because he at any moment could choose anybody else, but he chose me, and I'm grateful for that. So I honor that.
Why do you think that sometimes we get off track? Because if God is giving you the vision. Go ahead. No, you go ahead.
Well, the thing about it is sometimes we get off track because of the simple fact that we look at what other people are doing, because industry, there's so many other people that are doing the same thing that you're doing. And if you feel like you come behind, just like if you're on your job and you feel like you want to get ahead of somebody, you're going to try to go above and beyond that. But in this, we're all in this as co-laborers to work together. So it's no one bigger than the other, because we're doing one thing, and that's to glorify God. And sometimes we get off track because we want to go out and market. We want to get our single out so we can have something to sell, so we can say that we're relevant. But whether we're relevant or not, God is still going to be present. So we have to remind that it's not about us. We're just a vessel. And if God can't use us, he can always go find somebody else.
Yes, he can. Yes, he can. And yes, he will. Yes, he can. And yes, he will. Who are some of your influences?
Some of my influences are, well, I come from a musical background. A lot of my, my family are musicians. So the humbleness comes from my family. Like I have my uncle, Earl, he used to play organ when I was younger. And, I used to sit up under him and watch how that, you know, he played and he was skillful. But the thing about it is his anointing would change services. Not because it was him, but because he was humble to the spirit that God had. And, you know, that's something I learned. A lot of musicians now, you know, they get out and play, and it's more so about, you know, what run is, what's happening, or, you know, how fancy we can play. But the thing about it is the minstrels or the music are the first people that go out and battle when they were in the Bible. But we're the Levites. So we're the ones that break the spirits. We're the ones who cast down the strongholds. We're the ones who set the atmosphere. And with that, I transfer that over into worship with singing. That same concept is true. because we never know in any given space where we go what spirit is there when we get there. So we always have to be ready, your mind, your heart, your body. So that's why when we get ready to sing, I always tell my group is just that if there's anything that's on your heart, make sure you get it out before we sing, because we can easily corrupt the atmosphere. But I'd rather go there with a pure.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. How can our audience get in touch with you and your group if they would like for you to come out and minister?
Okay, well, our point of contact is Yasmin Marshall. She handles all the booking inquiries. You can contact her via email at heartofworship06@gmail.com. You can also, Miss Nikki Smith, they're both on Facebook, where you can reach out to them as well. We have social media outlets that you can follow, like our fan page on Facebook, which is B. Bradley Heart of Worship. We're on Instagram at heartofworship06, and we're also on Twitter, which is Heart of Worship Fam. So any of those outlets, you can reach normal time. My girls are pretty good as far as getting back to you within a timely manner, and they're real professional about it. So,
Amen. What's next? For Billy Bradley Jr. and Heart of Worship.
Well, we're getting ready to work on a new single, as well as we're possibly looking to do a Christmas song this year. Won't tell anybody what it is right away. Something big is in June, we'll be traveling down to Florida for the Rhythm of Gospel Awards, which we have been nominated for 4 categories. So to God be the glory for that.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Even if we don't win an award, just because the nomination is enough in itself that, you know, God, you did it, not us. So.
Right. Well, we're excited. We're going to be keeping up with you all. Don't make yourself a stranger. Always feel free to stop by Walking in Power. And we're so honored to have you. And we're looking forward to listening to Heart of Worship. Here is my heart to worship throughout the next few weeks.
Sounds good. We're excited. And we thank you so much for having us on today. I greatly appreciate it.
Oh, wonderful. Well, we just had another great day at Walking in Power Radio, Billy Bradley Jr. and Heart of Worship. You're going to hear a little more of this single, and you've got to get it. I'm telling you, this will really bless your life. If you would like to hear the on-demand episode of this particular broadcast, visit women-of-power.org and click on the Walking in Power icon. That's women-of-power.org. Right on the home page and click on the Walking in Power icon. Remember, wherever you go, whatever you do, always walk in power.
My heart to worship, forever sing your praise. You have been listening to award-winning Walking in Power Blog Talk Radio with your host, Dr. B.J. Relaford. Thank you for joining us, and until next time, remember, wherever you go and whatever you do, always walk in power.